about you, woman, I have no doubt. When I get feeling like a man of time, tell me, baby, just ain't satisfied. I just ain't satisfied. I just ain't satisfied. Just ain't satisfied.
This is KJLT Bozeman and KJLC East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. Ron Sanchez taking over, pushing James Brown off the dance floor, which is a tough thing to do. It's 3 o'clock, and time to rock. I'll be here for the next 3 hours, making trouble and disturbing the peace. And people support that, including Danny Mandel, Honda, and Bozeman, featuring a full lineup of new and certified pre-owned Hondas, used cars, and trucks. Online at DennyMandelHonda.com. Community Food Co-op featuring coffee for classrooms, donating a portion of proceeds from every cup of coffee to a different local school each month. Information online at Bozo.coop. Located at 908 West Main or 44 East Main in Bozeman. And JT Tech Communications, a local website development and digital marketing firm helping clients improve their bottom line with custom software and web design. Online at jttech.digital or a phone, 406-586-7100. There you go. Thank you, everybody who supports KJLT, including you, because you support us by dialing us up. And that is nice. Gives me something to do every other Friday. And that's nice, too. Really important. Quick look at the weather. It says mostly sunny today. They're calling for a high of 27. It's 31 right now. It's a little crisp out. 21 tonight. And mostly cloudy tomorrow. Again, getting into the low 30s. Big Sky, Gardner, and West Yellowstone can expect some snow overnight. So, sadly, not here. We would love to see some snow, wouldn't we? Got a dusting, but it's not quite coming down in the big way yet. We'll see. What I need to tell you, Around Town is brought to you by the Explore Big Sky newspaper, covering Big Sky in Southwest Montana, with compelling stories and professional photography from across the region, available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com. Downtown downloads now available with from the App Store. And let's see, here you go.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, happy 65th birthday to Bridger Bowl. It's free Friday night at Montana Science Center. Old Main Gallery has a reception for Earthbound by DeWeese and Purcell and Shibumi by Gummersall and Parrish. The Dharma Center has an open house. Author Katie McCammond talks about co-housing at the Lindley Center. Left 4 Dead is at Willie's Distillery in Ennis. Mike Herring plays at the Carabiner, and it's karaoke night at Montana Jack's in Big Sky. The Revolutionists is at the Verge Theater, and Yonder Mountain String Band is at the Rialto. In Livingston, Ian Thomas and the Band of Drifters is at Chico Hot Springs, and Nick Sterling and the Nomads are at the Murray. In Helena, the Dan Henry Band plays at LNC Brewing, and the Wilbur Raymond Quartet performs at the Staggering Ox. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
Yes, always something happening in Bozeman, because it's a happening town, isn't it? Yeah, you get out there and it's jumping. It's weird, hitting the rush hour these days. Okay, I guess it doesn't like me. Okay, I have a show. Sounds like I'm disorganized, but no, I've got a show happening. Okay.
You are in tune to KGLT 91.9 Bozeman and KGLZ 89.1 East Helena with translators K208.
All I don't know what I pressed, but it wants to say something. I'm trying to dismiss something, and I can't see what I'm doing. Yep, I am confused, but this will sort things out.
Thank you.
excuse me, some sweet Memphis sounds there. Booker T and the MG from their album Hip Hugger, title track. Started off with some Irish funk from the Grease Band, Joe Cocker's Grease Band, the sort of the evolved version of them. Their first solo, first album on their own, and it's a good one too. Just a ripper. You heard All I Want to Do, the late great Henry McCullough, went on to play with Paul McCartney and Wings for a while, and the bass player and the guitar player, other guitar player, played with the Roxy Music and Brian Ferry and such. Great, incredible band. I got to see him once, and they just smoked it. Cut loose from Joe Cocker, they were something else. Sadly, they did a second album that sounds like they got paid for it, went to the pub, and went in and recorded it in a couple hours. So it goes. What else was there? After The Faces from their debut album. The American version says Small Faces, but it's really The Faces. The album's called First Step. You heard Ronnie Lane's song, Devotion. Great tune. And boy, that was good live when they finally came over. After years waiting for the Small Faces, the Steve Marriott-led band, we got The Faces, and they were still really ripping. Some people don't like Rod Stewart, but I don't know. He had the touch then, before the ego set in, and whatever else caused that problem. Rolling Stones, a great B-side, Everything's Turning to Gold, and I pulled my copy of that out to bring up today, and I got here loading up the CD players, and it's nowhere to be seen. It must be sitting on the stool in the B section of the record library at home, or on the floor or something. I don't know. Luckily, we have had it up here so I could play that. It was essential to that set. Amazing, the Stones, until pretty recently, had so many great songs that you could put something like that on a B-side. Nowadays, they can barely get it together to put out new material, though it's been promised, and we shall see how good it is, because it's been a while since they made a really gripping album. And they're capable. They're still really good live when they want to be. Otis Redding, big inspiration to the Rolling Stones from his album Pain in My Heart. You heard Security, and finish up with Booker T. 325. If it sounds like I'm moving slow here today, it's because I'm moving slow here today. Got a nasty head cold that just knocked me sideways, and I'm dealing with it. So yeah, that's what you have to do. You can't fold in the face of mild stuff. Hey, 2 weeks from today is a record fair, so that means I won't be here. I'm negotiating with Jim to find somebody to cover for me, so we'll see, but I hope to see you at the record fair. And if you want to know what that's about, here, listen.
Don't be in denial. You want more vinyl.
Vinyl.
And you'll find it at the next KGLT vinyl sale. The ever popular event is for one day only, Friday, January 24th from 2:30 to 7 p.m. in Sub Ballroom D at MSU Bozeman. From 2:30 to 3:30, it's early bird admission for $5. Regular hours, with no cover charge, are from 3:30 to 7. The Winter KGLT Vinyl Sale. Friday, January 24th, in MSU Sub Ballroom D.
Okay, I thought I started earlier. There you go, 2:30. We'll see you as you're getting out of school, and we'll be there late enough so you can come in after work. That's the plan anyway. We had a good one last time. It wasn't that long ago, and I've been furiously restocking my boxes. So come around to my table. I have some good stuff. There should be lots of good records there. I don't know who I was going to be selling this time, but there'll be enough of us there. And KGLT always has a great pile of stuff donated, and I've actually looked through some of the things the other day, and it was impressive. So get there early, bring your cash, and have some fun.
Better Business Bureau in Montana warns that robocallers are getting more sophisticated. Often their calls appear to be local, but are not. Robocallers may pose as your credit card company or threaten you with jail time if you do not respond immediately. What should you do? BBB suggests that calls from unrecognized numbers not be answered. Legitimate callers will leave a message. Answering only invites more spam calls. Victims of robocalls can report them to the FTC and register for the Do Not Call list. There's more information online at BBB.org or by phone at 406-303-3296.
Yeah, that's a tricky. It's a drag. But I think most of us are sophisticated enough to not answer the phone anyway. I know most people don't even bother to do that anymore, do they? I don't have anything spectacularly new in the bag, so I dug around and pulled out some favorites, and it'll make a show. I just have to close my eyes and think real hard, and records like this will appear on the turntable.
So hard to choose. If I were in my the money that I would use. Oh, going back to mother, living on the double, think I'll go to Mexico. Oh, oh,
just can't jump it. Sometimes it gets so hard, you see. I'm just sitting here beating on my trumpet with all these promises you left for me. But where are you tonight, sweet Marie? When I was half sick, yes, I waited for you when you hated me. Well, I waited for you inside of the frozen traffic. You and you knew I had some other place to be. Now, where are you tonight, sweet Marie? Too many can be like you, fortunately. Well, six white horses that you did promise were finally delivered down to the penitentiary. But to live outside the law, you must be honest. I know you always say that you agree. All right, so where are you tonight, sweet Marie? Well, I don't know how it happened, but the riverboat captain, he knows my fate. But everybody else, even yourself, they're just gonna have to wait.
jail, where all the males showed. The man can't give his address out to bad company. And now I stand you here looking at your yellow railroad in the ruins of your balcony. Waking in her warm hideaway,
Great Jim Silva from his album The Goats, with the Goats, K to the Human Race. And a little sandwich there. Jim Silva got to be good friends with Sal Valentino from the Bo Brummels, and they wrote quite a bit together. Apparently there's tons of stuff that Sal Valentino's wife won't let be released that they wrote together. A few things came out. And the reason I'm saying that is because I start off with Flamin' Groovies covering Bo Brummels' Don't Talk to Strangers from the Groovies' last album, Fantastic Plastic. Bo Brummels are, of course, a great Bay Area band, sort of the first post-Beatles band in the Bay Area, and they were good. They had an incredible songwriter, Ron Elliott, along with Sal Valentino, great singer and writer. The Real Thing. And a band that's sort of been lost through the ages because, well, they had a couple hits and were gone pretty early. Some more folk rock in there. Love from their second album. You heard The Castle. Bob Dylan from Blonde on Blonde doing Absolutely Sweet Marie. It was Gene Clark afterwards. Oh, the Beatles in there. Help from Help. You heard The Night Before. And that's a pretty rocking tune. I was wondering why the piano is just manic on it, and it's John playing the electric piano, and obviously he's having a go at it. It sounded good. Band really, a real great live band, and doing it in the studio there. Gene Clark from his debut solo album, you heard French Girl, and finishing up with Jimmy Silva. 3:48, that's where I want to be. I got something to fit in that last 11 minutes. So I need to tell you, 3 o'clock hours on Fridays is underwritten by the Daily Coffee Bar and Eatery in Bozeman, on campus at College of the 11th, and on the north side at Rouse and Oak, serving sustainably sourced coffee, fresh pastries, and quick breakfast and lunch options for over 25 years. Learn more at dailycoffeebar.com. Okay, now I am ready. I'm gonna play something weird. I know the song from a version another band did. So we'll match those two up here in a second.
Wildflowers grow everywhere. Vibrations flow. Things will have to change. Some people leave, others grieve, some will bear and things will change. Old concepts go, new ones grow. Every moment, yes, the world begins again. Plant them and soon they will.
calling men to understand. Some things must die, others end. Every moment, watch the world begin again. And the wildflowers grow out of love.
Love for people. There's no such thing as a weed. Seeds of hatred. Plant them and soon they will bleed. Fields of people. There's no such thing as.
It was one morning when I woke up and I found out that they'd signed some papers and that I was going to be kept in a bed owing to the state of my mind. And then I found out that the authorities had said that I'd got to have special food fed to me for my thoughts. And I think it's because... Oh, because I was going off my
head. Sunbeam from flawed skies, 20,000 butterflies glorifying my vanity for room. Turned from hot to very cool, though it seems incredible, I could ride a bike around the moon.
Throw the key away.
In this sad position where I lie, from the corner of my eye, callous friends just pass me by. Doctor pays a visit every day. I keep asking for my death. They must think I'm going mad. Lift the blankets off my face quick before I suffocate. Trying hard to meditate. Tell the people what I've seen. Write a letter to the Queen, asking her if she can come to tea. Cherry Blossom Clinic. Is there any truth in what they say?
Throw the key away.
Up above, the sun is high, like a tea tree in the sky. Helicopter lands upon my bed. Phantom horses quickly fade, turning into lemonade. Probably feel better when I'm dead.
Throw the key away.
Madness. Birmingham Madness. That's Roy Wood and the Move from their second album, Shazam. Cherry Blossom Clinic revisited a song they did in the first album as a short psychedelic pop song, and then they turned it into that big epic. And they played it live, too, very well. And they also played the song you heard before, Fields of People, Ars Nova cover, and did that one really well, too.